Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. We are glad you are joining our conversation again today. This is part four and the final episode of our series entitled Teaching Your Children to Succeed in Life. And then we just wanted to share this. It teaches our children to value possessions. As our children get older and it's their money.
Yes.
And they're buying a pair of shoes with their money.
Yes.
It is amazing how much more care they give to those shoes.
Yes.
And they are just so careful. That's mine. That's mine. I bought that. That's valuable to me.
Yes.
And you can tell a big difference in a kid who has bought his own car and a kid who's driving one that was given to him.
Yes.
And you'll see it all the time. A young man driving a car that's obviously so expensive that there's no way he bought it. But he's careless with it. He just leaves trash in it. And, you know, he's hard on the tires and he drives it recklessly.
Right.
But I remember as a kid when I bought my car, and it was a cheap old thing. But when I bought my first car, it was mine. And and I knew the tires, if they got damaged, that was my job to put tires on it. And I had to pay the insurance.
Right.
And learning to work through those is just simply teaching our children to value their possessions.
Even if it doesn't actually belong to them, if they are still in your house or driving your cars. I know when you've asked the boys to detail the cars before, and they do a wonderful job. They really put their hearts into it, but then they get very possessive of that car. Hey, pick your trash up. You know, they're very careful about things like that. So it does teach them even to value your possessions if they have worked on it.
And it does, I've already kind of alluded to this, but work does teach us to respect others.
Yes.
We realize that others are working hard. That man that's working hard on the street when he's out in the sunshine or he's out in the cold working.
Yes.
And it is bitter out there, but he's working. When your children are learning to work themselves, it makes them value.
Yes.
The respect for others is something they will value. It also teaches our children leadership.
Yes.
They learn to lead. And and I've noticed that the more we train our children to work, the more that teaching becomes part of their life.
Yes.
And some kids are more apt to teach than others, but each of our children will say to their siblings, hey, wait, this is, you're not doing that right. This is how you do that.
Let me show you how to do it.
Let me show you how to do that. Let me help you with that. Let me, you know, you got to redo that. So they're learning leadership. It even teaches them to complete tasks. And we've kind of alluded to that already. but work is essential. If your child never learns to work, they're going to struggle all of their life in finishing the job.
Right.
And even if they go to college, that's a hard thing when you've got a kid who cannot finish projects on time because they've never learned to work.
And that's why it's important then for us as parents to inspect. Mm-hmm. Go back. Look at it.
Yes.
And that's hard to do because you're busy about your own tasks. But to stop and go look at it and say, hey, could you come back in here and let's work on this one detail?
Absolutely.
A little bit harder.
Training takes time. And often that's why we fail, because we have to stop what we're doing to teach, to teach, to teach.
Right.
And how about this one? Work teaches our children responsibility.
Yes.
It says to them, and it's a good thing to give your child a responsibility. You're responsible for the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You're responsible for the vacuuming.
Right.
You're responsible to get the trash out of the car.
Right. They should know by the time they enter elementary school, these are certain tasks that have to be done every day, and these are the ones I do.
Yeah. And we teach them how to do it and when to do it. Mm-hmm. And we're helping them. Work even teaches our children how to get along with others because they have to work with others. And it's just so important to get along with each other and to, you know, to work together as a team.
Yes.
And all of that. And then it makes our children valuable. Work turns our children from a taker to an investor.
Yes.
And having children in college, you can hear stories from the dorm about people in the college dorm who are not workers. They never do a room job.
Right.
They never help clean the bathroom. They never help clean the toilet. They never help take out the trash.
Right.
They're takers.
Yes.
And quite frankly, everything in life, and one of the things I've noticed about people that are takers, everything in life is a bother.
Yes.
And they're always unhappy.
Yes.
And they're frustrated because, you know, nobody did this for me. And what do you mean I got to do this? And it all goes together. When our children do not learn how to work, moms and dads, if we fail in this area, our kids will be unhappy. They will be whiners. They will always be looking for somebody else to bail them out rather than take responsibility. Work is so young. It turns them, work is so valuable. It turns them from an investor to, or from a taker to an investor.
Right. And if you raise your child to be a taker, then they are just a frustration and a burden to the investors. Yeah.
And it's even hard on a marriage.
Yes.
Because in a marriage, we even had a counseling situation, and we always said to be careful about these, but a counseling situation where he just won't mow the yard. And he's qualified, he's big enough, but he just, yeah, who cares? Let the yard grow up. And it was a real frustration to his wife. And my guess is that somewhere along the way, a dad in his life failed to teach him how to work.
Right.
How to take responsibility and how to take pride in a job well done.
Yes.
And moms and dads, we ought to stop here. We're going to run out of time fairly shortly, but we ought to stop here and evaluate, are your children learning how to work? Mm-hmm. Do they help with the laundry? Do they help clean the house? Do they help fold laundry? Do they help do the dishes? Are they learning how to cook?
Right.
Do they clean the car? Do they take care of the trash?
Right.
Are you paying people to do things while your children are sitting on video games?
Mm.
And this is a terrible blight on our society.
It is.
But we have got to train our children that work is an essential part of succeeding in life.
Right.
And so when they're young, let's talk about when they're young, because a lot of our listeners have really young children.
Yes.
And talk to us about just some of the things we did when our kids were pretty young.
We taught them from the time they could walk by themselves and maybe sort toys or whatever, we taught them how to do certain small jobs.
Sure.
So if they could pick up a toy and walk, then they can put it in the toy basket. Yes. If they can pick up a toy and walk, they can probably grab their blanket and smooth it out on their bed. And it won't look like when mom makes the bed, but it's fine. They are learning to make their bed.
Absolutely.
Charity is 12, and she still doesn't make her bed exactly precisely the way her mother makes her bed.
Which is a blessing to her mother.
It's okay. It's okay. I just look in there and I see, she made it, and it's good. Yes,
she did.
They can learn to put their dirty laundry in the laundry basket instead of leaving it on the floor. And you can do that even as a mom. When you're giving them their bath, or dad, if you give them a bath in the evening, you take off those little clothes and say, oh, there's the laundry basket. Let's throw it in there.
You're always teaching.
Yes.
Put these in the laundry basket. You're always talking. And one of the things we had to learn to do was you talk while you do.
Yes.
This is where this goes. Let's put the soap back here. Let's let the water out. Let's hang up our towel.
This is what we do. This is where we put our toothbrush when we're done brushing our teeth.
And this is how we wipe off the sink when we are done brushing our teeth.
This is where we put our shoes when we take them off. That is still a struggle in our house.
And you know what happens, though, is if we say it enough, it becomes second nature in our children. They hear our voices.
Yes.
So that when they see the sink and they're done, they know that, oh my goodness, the toothbrush goes there. It's just second nature to
them. Wipe it off. Now,
we used to sing. Remember that?
Yes.
When our kids were younger, we did Patch the Pirate.
Oh, yes.
Did a lot of Patch the Pirate. And I remember many times he had a song that our children learned somewhere along the way about finish the job.
Finish the job, yes.
And many times we would sing that song with the children. And we're helping them to pick up the toys. We're making the singing the song makes a turns work into a pleasure. So we don't feel like you have to beat your kids up. Oh my goodness, you're going to learn how to work and you're going to get up at 4 a.m. and milk 10 cows.
Oh, yeah.
Now, our forefathers did that.
Yes, they did.
And it was a generation that knew how to survive and could grow their own food, make their own clothes.
Right.
It's just phenomenal to think about how they lived and what they accomplished. So we obviously don't live in that culture, but our children can learn to work and you can start young.
And you can start very young.
Any other thought there for our young parents?
I don't think so. I think
what you do then is you add more as they're able.
Yes.
There's going to come a point when your child is big enough to push that vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
And they may not do it exactly the way, and you may have to go back and do it again, but letting a child vacuum a room is just, and you know, sometimes moms, you young moms or even you young dads, when our children are younger, they get in our way because we're trying to get the job done. And here is our son wanting to help us screw in that bolt. And the whole deal is, I get out of the way. I don't have time for this. I got to get the bolt in there so I can get on with my life.
Right.
And we have got to, as parents, it's hard to do. We got to stop.
Yep.
We just got to slow down and say, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let me show you how to do that.
Yes.
Let me let you put your little hand in here and grab my screwdriver and tighten that down. And you just add more. You give them responsibilities. They can vacuum. They can clean bathrooms. Our children clean the bathrooms daily, at least a minimal cleaning.
Right, yes.
And then they do once a week a full cleaning.
Yes.
And they help with the vacuuming. They clean the bathrooms. They house clean.
They can dust. They can work
in
the yard.
They help in the yard. They can take down trees. They can pick up limbs. They can take care of the trash.
And they even go and help neighbors when neighbors need help too.
And I put that down here because I put help them get jobs. And let's close here. How much time do we have there,
Love? Not about very much at all.
All right, let's just close up. Help them get jobs. Our sons pressure washed our neighbor's house.
Yes.
And it was funny because our kids would work for him. And this is just a weird story. He's gone now. He's passed away. But our kids would sometimes do the most minimal tasks for him, and he would give them, say, $25 or $30. It was nothing. And we were like, wow, that's too much. Mm-hmm. And then they went over one day, and they pressure washed his house, and it took probably about 2 days worth. It was a mess. It was really messy.
It was a long, hard, hot job.
He gave them a little less than he paid them for the easy jobs. And, you know, the kids were disappointed, but now we laugh about it. Now they're older, and they'll laugh. I've heard the boys joke about that.
Right.
Remember, we worked 48 hours on that dumb house, and he paid us so little. But we're helping them get jobs. They can mow yards for people. Our kids cut trees, clean up debris. Chick-fil-A has been great for our children.
Right.
Because they trained.
Yes.
And there was no work on Sunday, so we could still go to church as a family.
Yes.
Basically, what we're trying to say to you is work is hard, and that's okay.
Yes.
Because life is hard, and work is an essential part of it.
It is.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Bethany and I are so happy you joined us today for this final part in our series, Teaching Your Children to Succeed in Life. We sure pray that it has been a help and a blessing to you. Our next episode is our weekly questions and answers. Don't miss it. And in the meantime, serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.